Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 435.
Today, Melissa asks a follow-up question to your episode regarding tone. This episode fascinated me, and I can feel it in my head, but I'm not sure how to make it work consciously. Would you mind doing a paragraph and show how that same scene slash event can have different tones? All right, let me find a paragraph from one of my stories that is on the same e-reader that I'm using to read the questions. All right, so this is from the Lombard Alchemist tale, Funeral Hats, which is available both on its own as an ebook and is coming soon in audiobook on its own, as well as in print, ebook, and audio as part of the collection Tales of a Lombard Alchemist, which will be released in about 2 weeks here, maybe less. Ha ha ha. So excited about that. Here is the opening paragraph. It was Alliston Hayes's considered opinion that there were very few occasions that the right hat could not improve. Hats added a sense of festiveness to any occasion, even if the occasion was solemn. Once in high school, someone had explained to her the appeal of cocaine by saying to her, "It intensifies the stuff that's already going on." Hats were like that. Now, the tone here is frivolous. It is deliberately frivolous. It seems to be completely flighty, nothing serious going on. It's the sound of the consciousness of someone who takes very seriously things that are ultimately incredibly trivial. And that's true. That's the kind of main character I'm setting up here. However, this story is a very twisted and dark story that's played for laughs. Now, if I wanted to change that tone and play the same story for darkness, I would say something like this, and I'm just improvising here rather than having written something up, so forgive me if it's a little halting. Alliston Hayes's obsession with hats, fashion, and social position was the reason that her fiancé wound up dead. Had she been a little more self-aware, a little more mature, a little more careful, things would not have turned out as they did. But they did, and people died. And here's how. Same basic information. It doesn't go into detail about the hats, but it sets up the same story in a completely different way. It's still not ultra dark, but it's a much more serious tone than before. Now I'll set up something personally tragic as opposed to morally tragic, you know, the world is an awful dark place and this was a bad person. I'll set up something about personal loss. Alliston Hayes loved Jack Yarger. She loved him as much as any woman has ever loved any man. She loved him to death. Unfortunately, it was not her love that brought him to such an untimely end and changed her life forever. Same story. Very different tone. There is an example, and it's just the one I had to hand, because it happened to be on this e-reader, because I'm currently doing the audiobook for it. It happened to be here. But there's one story, the introduction to one story, written three different ways, sets up exactly the same plot, exactly the same story, but it sets the reader up to have three different experiences. And that story could be rewritten in any of those three ways and still retain its essential selfness. It wouldn't be as funny, but it would have all the other elements in play aside from the wacky humor. Now, if you would like to hear me give the same treatment to something from anything that's in the public domain or something of yours, send a paragraph or two in, and I'll do my best to do that. I'll even write it out beforehand so that I'm not completely riffing on the fly. Because tone is one of those really important topics, and I will be delighted to help deepen understanding of tone. Thanks very much for sending in the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.